Manu Patra alert dated the 17th of July 2019. Apex Court has noted that right to use passage granted in the sale deed will not terminate in terms of Section 41 of Indian Easements Act, 1882. The court further observed that it is not easement of necessity being claimed by the concerned parties. It is a right granted to the defendant in that such right will not end in terms of the above-mentioned provision. Bombay High Court has set aside an order passed by the Maharashtra Appellate Authority for advance ruling for Goods and Services Tax, AAR, on admissibility of input tax credit on purchase of motor vehicles to carry cash. Karnataka High Court observed that as far as the city of Bengaluru is concerned, there has been a failure on the part of all the authorities of the state government to protect the lakes, tanks and other water bodies in the city. Supreme Court has passed an interim order holding that the 15 rebel MLAs of Karnataka Assembly cannot be forced to attend assembly. Further, the court also declined to fix a time frame for the speaker to decide on the resignations submitted by the MLAs. The court further noted that the speaker can decide within an appropriate time frame. Supreme Court has concluded that a man who was imprisoned for a period of more than 10 years since 1980 has finally earned his freedom, concluding that he was 17 years and 6 months old when he committed the murder. Supreme Court has given 3 months till the 31st of October to the high-powered 8-member panel to submit final report and suggest interim measures at the earliest regarding the benefits and hazards of spraying insecticides or fumigation in aircraft with passengers on board. Supreme Court has noted that cross-objection has to be disposed of on its merits by giving reasons notwithstanding the rejection of appeal. Delhi High Court has directed the authorities, including the civic bodies, to remove all illegal hoardings and banners installed in public areas. While hearing a plea on defacement in the city, the court said such hoardings pose a risk to the safety of citizens and should be removed, and asked municipal corporations to be vigilant and take punitive action. Punjab and Haryana High Court has granted a divorce to a man whose wife resorted to fake messages and character assassination. The objectionable message, which was sent through their son, said he was living with another woman in the US and also had a child. The court held on the husband's appeal that the incident amounts to mental cruelty. Delhi High Court has restrained Prasar Bharati from using the trademark dish of Dish TV for its direct-to-home service. The court ruled that during the pendency of the suit, the public service broadcaster is restrained from infringing the trademark of Dish TV India Limited by adopting the mark DD Free Dish or any other mark incorporating the word dish in it. Delhi High Court has observed that the right to terminate an abnormal pregnancy cannot be denied merely because gestation has continued beyond 20 weeks while allowing a 25-week pregnant woman's plea to abort her fetus, which had enlarged kidneys and was not expected to survive. Bombay High Court has directed the National Investigation Agency, NIA, to submit names of witnesses who are yet to be examined by the agency both before the High Court and the Special Court which is conducting the trial. Delhi High Court has directed the Employees State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, to issue Ward of Insured Person's Certificate to the daughter of the concerned person so as to enable her to secure admission in the MBBS course in an institute affiliated to the ESIC for the academic session 2019-2020. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has noted that economic development cannot take place at the cost of public health and has directed the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, to shut down all polluting industries in critically polluted and severely polluted areas within 3 months. National Anti-Profiteering Authority, NAA, has rejected a complaint as it was found that the rate reduction was not granted to the product in question as alleged by the complainant.